Session number 12247, Mr. J. Weddle, Reel 16.
Mr. J. Weddle, Reel 16. Had you any idea, Mr. Weddle, as to how long the column was?
Well, it was a few thousand men. I don't know the actual number of men. And actually, I never asked how many men was there, personally. And all I was concerned with, me and the three mates at that particular time. And if the road was straight, you could see the staggering at the front and stand at the back. But if it was round the bend, and especially at the end of the day, you didn't know where the end was or the beginning. It was just staggered. Sometimes you were yards apart, you know. Different lads walked in groups, you know.
During the period of time that you were marching, were other columns joining you and extending you? Were you
not
being joined by others?
Not for the first few weeks, no. I've never seen anybody else. A lot of German troops were going through there, were coming to Germany, part of Germany then. And, because you could see the land changing, and they were going through forests, and they wanted to be particularly going through the forests. Because there's always SS troops and armoured columns in there. That's where they used to hide in the forest, you know. And the weather was still bad. When you went through a town, you just went on and on. You passed villages. Nobody, you hardly seen anybody in the towns at that particular time.
Nobody came out to watch you?
Oh, I think they were concerned. A lot of people, there was a German people on the track as well. You know, they were still, the only people we see them on the track. And same road. Sometimes we were held up for them, you know, by the times we walked past them. And that was awkward part. When they passing them, then was the trouble with the toilet. There was nowhere to go. But if a lad was short, he just started going to the side of the road and see what he did. And just imagine they weren't there. And that's it. You only got a watch to see if you went on a farm, if they had a pump. Very few had taps like we have, you know. At that particular time. Yeah.
Did any men lose their heads, do you know, their minds on this march that you recall?
Not that we are. Some were getting bad tempered. But you got to watch your tackle.
I thought stealing going on.
Well, they wouldn't call it stealing, would they? Just help themselves. It was up to you there. To stop them, personally, I never did. I didn't eat in 40, I never did it. I might pinch up a Frenchman or off a farm, anything, food, it's there, just enough to eat. But as far as off being mates, anybody else knew me. I never got that lure.
Did stealing cause any...
Oh, fights. I'll show fights. So I took a couple of blue pins. You're going to knock them over. You know, I'll take it up. You can't, eh?
What did the guards do when this kind of thing happened? Did they just let them get at it?
Just told it to move, get loose. Just loose, move, get on, point their gun. And I'll see you stop and get on, because they weren't going to mess about. They were bad tempered and all with the weather. And I didn't know what their minds was like, but I know what minds was like. I never got any brutality off the guard. I was there, you know. They're strict, some of them, but I never seen any brutality. Brutality maybe making you march when you were tired, but you got that in a bit of show me now, didn't you? If you were tired, you didn't stop. You just kind of... I think Ginger and Ted and Alty was in their mind. Let's keep alive. If we live, we may get back here. We didn't know if we're going to get home, but at least we're gonna have a go. So we had some bad times, and I was times when food was getting low. We had to try and do some bartering or pinch up the tone up of the farmers. In fact, there was that many chickens in one farm, we had to stop there. Slept anywhere, barns, byres, cool sheds, because all the cattle there went outside like, oh, you know, the shed, but there was very little cattle in, you know, they all killed. And get you in the cellars if we could. And, in fact, one farm, there was that many chickens pinched, and the lads are getting you in the cellar for the turnips, because they buried everything under the ground there, you know, to keep. And, next morning, it felt feeble in the upper side. If I had any cap got well lined up, battery was in anyway. If you got any camp money, he asked for what the German camp money. And he asked to meet it out what's the damage done to the farm, and took my camp money up to pay for it. Well, fair enough. Couldn't grumble, could I? But what we made a fire outside, he was letting me make fires outside. So we used to boil up, we had our pans over, took pans and everything away, you know, they pinched them and we, you know, bought it for them, cooking utensils. And so as we were going and we were collecting things for to exist on, you know.
Was there any punishments if any man was caught stealing from farms?
Well, you either hit you or right, what punishment could you get? You either shoot you or tell you to move. I never seen any, might have been some, but either if you had camp money, you paid for it, you took some, or they could take someone off you and, for the bonding. In fact, it's up to you not to get caught. You know, you had to be prepared, you know. And any willful damage, well, what was it, made any difference, but I didn't believe in that kind of thing either. Just, I like something to cook with, something to eat, just to keep it going for a couple of days. And I mean, you've got a few thousand men there, yeah. There's going to be some chickens and all that going west in there. So I say they paid out the camp money at that particular time. Mm-hmm. But after the first four, it started getting more rests in between times. The rush seemed to go off. And we stopped seeing the flashes of the Russian field guns, but we started seeing the bombers coming over. And then we seen more German troops. And I think they've started to realise then they were using us as a bit of a shield for the German troops moving backwards and forwards. You know, and we've seen them putting mine on the roads, especially on the mainline railway. Tactics are going through the forests and following the main railway lines into Germany and the main lines up into the Russian towards Danzig area where they're fighting more, you know, and we're getting pushed back. But as far as where we were concerned, we never had a map, and we knew some getting near the Germany, that was all. And there was no names up, it was all the same place we pulled down. Some might be more intelligent men knew where they were, but anybody mentioned to us where we were, we just lose, just march, you know, just live, because we've got very little food up there. Off the Germans.
At night when you went to rest, wherever it was, did you ever discover where the guards went to?
Well, you must have went to... Well, if we went to big barns, sometimes you went to big barns, and when you're in the big barns, new lights, you know, and that was it. You had to be there to believe it. Everybody's there, and some nitwits would try to smoke. And you know, they're naturally... You mind the guards going, let's see what the lads like, you know, I get it, dude. But, but when you're cold, you always want to get in the toilet. And if you're in the middle of that barn, and you're lying side by side, well, it was that cold, the four of us, instead of sleeping with one top coat over with, we buttoned the four top coats together, which you could do, you know. And we had one big quilt, so we took turns. Two in the middle, and two on either side, at least if you need to kind of be a bit warm, and you got a bit of sleep. But it's when they went to the toilet with the bogey, and you couldn't see. Somebody would try and light a match. And a giving barn full of straw, and that was high up the start. It was a pack with a winter fodder, you know, and the guards were outside where they were sleeping. It must have been the farmhouse or something like that. Warm, nasty, if you were a guard, well, would you be comfort, wouldn't you? If you weren't on guard, that's it. Somebody would stand on you. And then you'd shoot, you know. And then they would get out. And then coming back, oh dear. Me. Everybody, you might as well not got to sleep. You couldn't find you. But you just stopped doing it and got to sleep. And if somebody put a foot on your face, you know, you'd trip them up. They finished. When I went born, they didn't bother. They just used to wait in the store. See if all that slaver. it was ridiculous, man. And that was the worst part in the big barns. But to get in the middle, you try not to get in the middle. And if you got an end, you were disturbed by the other ones coming out. You couldn't win. Like, in fact, you were safe on there. You know, there. But all the back of your mind was, will they shoot me if they get pushed? And have to get between two fires, will orders be to shoot you? You know, that was always in your mind. Like. Of course, these were middle-aged guards we had, you know. I think they were just as scared as what we were, really. But they didn't say that, but you could imagine it. If you got a line of just shove you away, right? Well, no, it wasn't well brutal, and just you getting back in, like you would do if you weren't gone. And, you got on. But it was, as it went on, it was getting a bit rougher and rougher, and then there was a time when we had very little food. And it was scrounging, and it was every man what he said. Then he was trying to do some bartering. And come to one town, and got some for a while of rest, and waiting for supposed to get some soup. But there must have been a holding place, and we got some Red Cross parcels, one a man. So that was a godsend, that thing. Because she had a variety of, could be English ones or Canadian ones, you know.
Did the Red Cross people know that you were marching?
Well, everybody knew we were marching. I mean, even the British, intelligence and were marching. And we hadn't took Red Cross. Never seen no Red Cross men. The Germans did the distribution of the Red Cross parcels, so I suppose some of them were having a hand in some of the parcels and all, you know, which...
It must have been a very great temptation when you got a parcel like this and you're very hungry to basically just about eat everything in it.
Well, that's what I see when we had the four. And after all, remember, we had that march in France.